yeah, it's good to start the series with the two wins. And then, yeah, we're confident going into this last game. Well, this third game. But yeah, it's a good position to be in. Yeah, I guess we've been together, the group's coming together well towards a World Cup, and it's definitely a different mood when you're winning. But we've had a lot of reflection to do over the last 12 months probably with how we've been playing and playing in different conditions and people gaining experience. So it's good to get a bit of reward for hard work. Yeah, I think so. I think it's taking shape. Personally, I think it's probably going to be middle order for me, but then I think there's two big names coming back into the team. So I think it's a good balance with four top order batsmen that are doing really well. That's a good balance for the team. And then all the best to the selectors, finding out who they are. Yeah, I'm not sure. That's probably up to the coach and the skipper. But that's also part of the role for someone like Maxi, is being adaptable and influencing the game at different times and when it's called for, sending him out there to take the game on. No, I don't think so. I think it's more just situational and... yeah, it's nothing that was pre-planned, I don't think, before the game. Everyone's just ready to go, pretty much. It's a big boost. I also think he's had a well-deserved break. He's had a lot of cricket over the last 8 years. Since he's come back from his back injuries, really. He's played non-stop. And he's a bloody... resilient character at the moment. He's done really well, so I'm glad personally that he got a rest, and looking forward to having him back in the team now. I don't know, he's a good teammate, so he was just around, just being himself, had a bit of humour, but I think, can't speak for him, but I'm pretty sure he needed the rest, yeah. Oh, I don't think so, but I'm pretty happy that it didn't keep me out for too long. It was uncomfortable for a good couple of days, and it's just something I'm going to have to keep covered up while fielding and all that sort of stuff, but it's pulled up pretty well, and after each game it's been okay, so... I think it'll be over. I think it should be completely healed within 4 weeks, apparently. So it's already been 2 weeks, so it's not too bad. Just something to keep covered, I guess. I think it's fine. The bowling side? Well, I can really only comment from the boundary. I know about as much as you. I haven't been out in the middle. But the wickets have been quite flat. So, I mean, they've been high-scoring games. There's not much you can do apart from bowl as tight as you can and try and create pressure to take wickets. There's not much swing. They swing for a couple of overs, and then you've got to change it up. So they're obviously a very good team. And, yeah, they haven't taken as many wickets as they would have liked, but... probably neither have we either, so it's a bit hard to read into bowling attacks on these types of wickets. I think it definitely helped, but leading into that, I mean, we were 2-0 down, and people would probably be saying that we're struggling still, so I think even back to South Africa, we started building a bit of momentum. And then the next couple of 1 days after that, where we played against India, we're in the game for a lot of them. So I think it was something we were building towards. And again, it's just a reward, a welcome reward for all the boys. I think consistency is number one. So we've won a few in a row now, but once you build the consistency, that's when it's time to, you can add a bit of flair, you can and really look to improve and maybe score the bigger runs in the final 10 overs or whatever it is. Or I mean, we've been taking early wickets, so that's always a bonus. But I think consistency is number one. Do the basics well, have your top four that are doing really well, and then once we're nailing that, I think then it's time to add a bit of fireworks. Yeah, it has been a long time, and fortunately, it's always easier when you're winning. And then, as a group, we're just making sure I'm on my off days, I'm chilling out, I'm doing the basics with my cricket, getting ready for each game. I'll have my family flying over to meet me in India or something like that, and then again, I'll probably meet them in Brisbane in the World Cup prep. So, and might bring a couple of mates over to the World Cup. If I'm there, pending selection. But yeah, I think for me, it's about having people around, making sure I stay in contact with home, but it is a long stint. Yeah, well, lucky the cameras weren't on later because, we're good mates. But that sort of stuff gets you through long tours and all that sort of thing. Bit of a banter, a bit of a laugh, can't take yourself too seriously. So, no, we've got a good bond in the team and there's a good group.